Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shabbos, Taf Samach Vav, and we are starting Samach Yom Beis on the bottom at the beginning of the brand new Perek, and the villain serves Taf, it's on Nun Gimel Yom Beis, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Maris Merim Sar, Basi Bakav Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing one who is Mitzi, something out to the Rishus Rabbim, and how much he would be Chayev for. At the end of the previous Perek, we discussed food, now we're going to be discussing liquids. So the Mishnah says, how Mitzi Yayin, one who carries out wine, how much he's going to be Chayev for, Kedem Zigaz HaKais, in order to dilute a cup. We know that back in the day, their wine was very strong, they weren't able to drink it without diluting it with water, and the amount of chiyuv of wine is mezigas akayis, which the Gemara is going to discuss. Chalav, what about milk? Kedeg miya, the chiyuv is a swallow, and we're going to discuss how much that is. Devash, honey, kedeg liten al kasis, the amount the one would put on a wound. Samach levam ralf on top. Shemen, oil, kedeg los chaver katon, the amount one would use to anoint a small aver, a small limb. Mayim, water, kedeg loshev za kiloiris, in order to mix with kiloiris or kilor, which is like an eye balm. Bishar kol mashkin, all other liquids, berevias, the shear is berevias, a quarter of a leg, because that's how much a person is going to drink. And v'chala shayfchin, all shayfchin, which basically means wastewater, water that's technically poured down the drain, bervias, the chiv is bervias as well. That's because a person could be megabalit with tit, he could mix it into cement, and therefore the shear is bervias. Now, Rav Shimon Eimer, he says, kulin bervias, all the shearim of all these liquids that we just mentioned is bervias. Loi namru kol shearin ha'elu el matzniyein. The only reason why we said these above shearin, which are obviously smaller than bervias, is for people that are matzniya them, these individuals that are few and far between, that need it for this specific thing, and they're dafka using oil for this, or honey for this, so on and so forth. So those people are chayv if they bring out this shear, but everyone else who are not being matzniyad, they're not storing it, they're not using it for this, they're only chayv for revias. I think we're focused on the first thing, the Mishnah, Mitziyan Kedem Zigaz HaKais V'chulu, Sreb Zair Shol Reb Yeshia, Kama Shirin Shal Kaisais, what is the shear of a kais? We said it's Mitziyan HaKais, so what is the shear of a kais? Amar Leisa responded, No Mitzasam Na Mefarish. Let's learn, Sasam, that which is unclear, that's our Mishnah, from that which is Mefarish, something stated very clearly. Dutan Reb Chia taught, Arba Kaisis Sha'amru, the four kaisis of wine that they said that we drink on Lel Seder on Pesach night, Yashlan Revius Yan Bitalki, the Revius of Italian wine, and so we see very clearly that the shear of a kais is a Revius, and that means Kedem Zigaz HaKais is the amount one would need to make a full cup of wine, namely a Revius of wine, and since the proportion is three parts water to one part wine, it means the Isser of carrying undiluted wine out on Shabbos is a quarter of a Revius. Now we just have a similar conversation regarding something else completely. Tamatanin over there, we learned in the Mishnah, this is later on in the Masechta, Mefanin Arba V'chamish Kupais, one can clear away four or five boxes, and that's not considered a tircha on Shabbos. And Reb Zair Shal Reb Yeshia, here as well, where Reb Zair asking Reb Yeshia, Kamahu Shir Shal Kupa, what is the shear of a kupa that one's allowed to clear away four or five of them? Amar Leisa, so he told him, No Mitzasim and Mefarish, let's learn that which is Sasim from that which is Mefarish. Tanin Taman, we have a Mishnah over there, this is Mesechus Shkalim, Bishalish Kupa, Shal Shalish, Shalish Sayin, Tarmanis Halishka, and when they do Trumas Halishka, they take all the new Chatzi Shkalim that are given every single year to the Beis HaMikdash, and they empty them out into three different boxes. Each of those boxes is three Sa'a. And so we see that a kupa is three Sa'a. Going back to discuss wine, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Yehuda hi, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani we have a brassa, it says, Mayim kedei gemiya, the chiyo for carrying water out on Shabbos is the amount of a swallow, gemiya, and Rabbi Yehuda says, kedei mezigas hakais, the amount of mezigas hakais, which as we said, is three parts water to one part wine, so that means it's going to be three quarters of a vias of water, and yain, how much wine is one chayav for, kedei gemiya, the amount of gemiya, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he says, kedei mezigas hakais, so our Mishnah is clearly Rabbi Yehuda. Now we have another question, mazuk bakama, what about if we already have pre-diluted wine? It's drinkable right now, it does not need to be diluted with water. How much is one chayav for carrying out? Perhaps since one can drink it, is ready to take a sip right now, maybe it's even less than the shear of wine in our Mishnah, because that's not drinkable wine, but this is drinkable. And the answer is Nishmin and adults from the following. We had just quoted this brisa, Mayim kedei gemiya, and Rabbi Yehuda Amar kedei mezigas hakais, and Yayin kedei gemiya, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amar kedei mezigas hakais, and Hada Amar, this tells us that mazug kedei mezigas hakais, that's a proper girsa. When we're dealing with mazug, it's the amount of mezigas hakais, namely the shear of chiyav of already diluted wine is going to be mezigas hakais, which is a full revias. And if it's less than a revias, then one is not going to be chayv for it. And now we get into a long discussion about the dalad kaisis on Pesach. Kamahu shirin shal kaisis, what is the shear of the dalad kaisis of Pesach? Rav Avin Amar, Rav Avin says, titartin v'revia. It's a titartin and a quarter, which is not the same shear that we just quoted previously, which is revias. And now the question is, ma'alush taisim b'krach echad, can one drink them all together? A person decides he just wants to drink all dalad kaisis together. Could he do that? And a partial answer at least is, min ma'at Amar b'yechon, from which Rav Yechon said, b'halel, in regards to halel, im shama b'es ha'knesses, yotza, if you heard it in shul, he's yotze, he does not have to repeat it, lel seder. So Hadamar, that tells us, afilu shasun b'krach echad yotza, that even if he drinks them in one shot, he's yotze, that's at least referring to the third and fourth kais, because if he's already yotze halel and shul, that means right after barech, benching of lel seder, he doesn't have to say halel. So you just drink the third and fourth kais right together, so at least in regards to those, we see that's okay. Another question, ma'alush taisun b'fusakin, is he allowed to drink the dalad kaises spread apart from each other at quite a distance of time? And the answer is, klom amr shi yishtet, didn't Chazal say the kashish should be drunk like regular, loisha ishtaker, not that the person should get drunk, rather he should just drink the kashish, and im hu shaisa osim mufusakin, if he drinks them with a significant interval in between, afuin mishtaker, he's not going to get drunk, and that's wonderful, that's perfectly fine. Another question, ma'olatzis biyanshal shviyas, is a person allowed to be yotze with wine of shmita? Now this is specifically regarding the din of beer on shmita. We know that at certain times, certain produce needs to be removed, mevu'ar, from the house. However, one is allowed to keep the amount necessary for 3 sudais, as man beer of wine is right before Pesach. So classic amount of wine that one would be able to save is 3 sudais worth, which is 3 revi'ais. But the question is, since Lel Pesach, one needs 4 kaisais, which is 4 revi'ais, is he allowed to keep that amount for Lel Seder? And some of the Bez on top, the Gemara answers, Tani Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Shai, Tani Braiso, Yotzen B'Anshel Shviyas, one could be Yotze with wine of Shmita. Another question, Ma'olatzis B'Konditon, is one Yotze the Dalad Kaisais with spiced wine? And the answer is, Ma'olatzis Tani Bar Kapara, from that which Bar Kapara taught, Konditon Kiyayin, that spiced wine is like regular wine, Hadamar, that tells us, Yotze B'Konditon, that a person could be Yotze the Dalad Kaisais with spiced wine. Another question, Ma'olatzis Mezugin, and really the proper girsa is either Ma'olatzis Chayin, is a person Yotze with undiluted wine, or a different potential girsa is Ma'olatzis Mezugin Tvei, could a person be Yotze if his wine is very diluted? And the answer to both these questions is Min Madi Tani Reb Chiya, from that which Reb Chiya taught in Braisa, Arba Kaisis Sha'amru, the 4 kaisis that they said one has to have Lel Seder, Yotzen Bahen, one is Yotze with them, Bein Chayin, Bein Mezugin, whether they're undiluted or they're diluted, Mu'ushe Bahen, Tam Umari Yayin, it just has to taste and look like wine, and as long as it fits that criteria, basically anything is going to be okay. And our Yirmiyah says, Mitzvah Lotzis Bihan Adam, it's a mitzvah to Yotze the Dalad Kaisis with red wine, not white. And my Tam, what's the source for this? That's because the Pasuk says, Al Teir Yayin, Ki Yis Adam, so we see that wine is red. And Tanu Yav Braisa, Mavushal Kemetuvel, that's Rabbi Girsa, that cooked wine is like Metuvel, it's like spiced wine in regards to other dinim. And the question is, Ma'olatz is beyond Mavushal, is a person allowed to be Yotze the Chiv of Dalad Kaisos with cooked wine? And Rabbi Yon Omer, he says, Yotze beyond Mavushal, one could be Yotze with Yon Mavushal, and Rabbi Yon Kedaite, Rabbi Yon Zashitasoi, because Rabbi Yon had real big challenge drinking wine, and so he had to drink Yon Mavushal, and even so he had problems. Rabbi Yon Shasi Arbase Kasoi Delele Pescha, Rabbi Yon drank the 4 Kaisos of Lel Pesach, Vachazak Reshe Aratzarta, and he had to wrap his head, he had to bind it because of the terrible headaches that he had all the way up until Shavuos. And something similar, just even more extreme, Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi, Shasi Arba Asi Kasi Dolei Pescha, he drank 4 kaisis of Lel Pesach, Bechazak Reshi Ad Chaga, and he had to wrap his head until Sukkot. And Chamsi Chad Matroina, one noble woman, she wasn't Jewish, she saw him, and Apoi Nehirin, his face was glowing. Amrele, she told him, Saba Saba, elderly man, Chadim and Tlas Milan Isbach, you must have 1 of 3 things about you. Oish Say Chamarat, either you drank a lot of wine, and that's why your face is glowing, Oi Malvi Ribisat, or you lend Beribis, you lend with interest, and since you don't work so hard, but you make a lot of money, that's why your face glows. Oy Megal Chazirnat, or you raise Chazir, and here also you make a lot of money without so much work, and that's why your face is glowing. So Amr Allah, he told her, Tipach Rucha Dahi Etzo, which is very negative. He's pushing her away, and he told her, Chadim and Tlas Milaya, Lesbi, I don't have any of these things. Elul Pani Shchiachli, my learning is found in me, meaning I know my learning, I have my Torah in my hand. Dechsev the Pasuk says, Chachmas Adam Tar Panov, that the wisdom of a man is the shining countenance of his face, and that's why my face is shining. And something similar, Rabbi Vohu Nachsa Tveria, Rabbi Vohu went down to Tveria, Chamani Talmida Rabbi Yochanan Apin Hirin, the Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan saw Rabbi Vohu that his face was shining, and Amr Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, they sent from Rabbi Yochanan, Ashkach Rabbi Vohu Sima, Rabbi Vohu found the treasure. So Amr Lain, he asked him, Lama, why are you saying that? Amr Lain, so they told him, Apin Hirin, because his face is shining. Why else would it be if he didn't find a lot of money? So Amr Lain, he told him, Dilmai Raisa Chalata Shmaitza, maybe he heard some brand new Torah, he heard something new, and that's why his face is shining. And Salkla Gabay, when Rabbi Vohu went to visit Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Lain, he asked him, Mai Raisa Chalata Shamis, what new Torah thing did you hear? Amr Lain, so he told him, Tesefta Tikta, I heard an old Tesefta, an old Braisa, and so it turned out that Rabbi Yochanan was right. Vikar Alai, he said about him, Chachmas Adam, Tar Panov. Now going back to discuss this shir over Revias, where does this come from? So we know that Revias literally means a quarter, and it's referring to a quarter of a loig. And so Amr Chani says, Loiga da Iraisa. This loig that we're talking about, meaning this Revias, this quarter of a loig, is what comes from the Torah. This is something mentioned in the Chumash. And what is the size of it? Meaning, what do we have nowadays in comparison? It's Tumnasa Atikta de Muriaisa de Tziparin. It's this old measurement that they used to use for fish brine in Tzipari. Now Amr Biyani, he says, I saw the base Rabbi Yanai having mechilin badvash, that the household of Rabbi Yanai used to use this kli to measure out honey. Now Tanu Yehuda Brisa describes it slightly different. Chatzi shminis tavrinis hayishana. Half of a shminis is half of an old Tveria shminis. A shminis was his measuring kli of sorts, and tavrinis means it was from Tveria, and it says chatzi shminis from Tveria, but the old one. Now Rabbi Yechon says, Hadadi don havas. It's really ours. Our chatzi shminis that we have nowadays is the same exact thing as the old chatzi shminis. V'lama amar atikta. That's a proper gear, so we take out the word loy. Why is it that he said it's the old one and not the new one? Begin the havas b'yoymai, because that's what it was in his days. It used to be that the old one was a certain shear. Then, at some point in time, they added to it, and then they subtracted from it, making it back to the old shear. So that's what he just said. It's the old shear. But even though the old one and the new one are the same thing. Some explain that the reason why he said it's the old one is the Havazira, as we said, it used to be smaller, Virabas, and then they increased it, Uza'art, and then they decreased it again. But Veloiza'art Kamada Havas, they didn't decrease it to what it used to be. And that's why he specifically used the old shear, because even though, yes, this new shear is similar to the older one, it's still not the same exact. So that's why he used the old shear. And we continue discussing this. Kama Havashir Shal Kais, what's the shear of a Kais? We know that a shear of a Kais is a Revius. And the question is, physically, how is it measured? And Rabbi Yisrael says, B'shem Rabbi Yudra Pazi, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon says, B'shem Shmuel, Etz Ba'ayim Al Etz Ba'ayim, 2 by 2 finger breaths, Al Rum Etzba Omechza Ushlish Etzba, by the height of a finger and a half and a third of a finger. And physically, that's how much it measures. Now, Tani was taught in Ubraisa, Yavesh Kizayas, Div Rab Nasan. Rab Nasan says that dried wine, meaning congealed wine, the shear is a Kizayas, because a Revius of wine congeals down to a Kizayas. So that's the shear of Haitza. Rabban de Kisaran say, B'shem Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, B'shem Rabbi Yechanon, that Asid Rab Nasan, Krab Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. That's the proper Gersa. Rab Nasan just said, is like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Kamad Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, just like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says, Kervias, Kain Rab Nasan Aymer, Bir Revias. Namely, Lechshei Karish, Yehebai Kizayas, when it congeals, there's going to be Kizayas. So we see that both of them hold, the wine goes from Revias and congeals down to a Kizayas. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow discussing something similar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.